Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 26th of January 2016. Do you know of Jesus or do you know Jesus? Do you know of Jesus or do you know Jesus? Brothers and sisters, today the title, do you know of Jesus or do you know Jesus? So, knowing of Jesus and knowing Jesus are two different things. Two different, very, very different things. It's very critical that we actually know Jesus. But many times, though, most times actually, people know of Jesus. So what is this knowing of Jesus? Knowing of Jesus will be knowing of Him. Now before I was, as I said, arrested by Jesus Christ, I know of Jesus. I know of this Jesus. There's a story, or there is a statement, or there's history that there is this Son of God came, or they call Him Son of God. Jesus Christ died on the cross, rose again and all that. He walked around the earth, He made the sea to be calm. The sea became calm. He said a lot of important words or good words. And they, even Christians, they call themselves a Christian, but they actually do not know Jesus. They know of Jesus. They know of Jesus. They'll tell them, okay, because in desperation, whenever they got trouble, they will begin to go and read the scriptures or the gospels and see what Jesus said or Jesus didn't say or Jesus did or whatever. And they know of Him. Knowing Jesus is a different thing. Knowing of, okay, let's give another example. Let us say, we know the Prime Minister of the country, any country, the Prime Minister of the country, do you know Him or do you know of Him? Because you will read, the Prime Minister said this, the Prime Minister elected, his history was this, he was born on this date, he was of this family, and then how his political career took place, how there were issues, then there were arguments or quarrels or fights he went through, he overcame, and all that, and then became Prime Minister, and what he did or didn't do. This all knowing of the Prime Minister. Same thing with, let's say, sports personalities. You know a sports personality, a great footballer. You know, okay, you know of him, how many goals he scored. He played for this team, and you know, he did this way, that way. He created new ways of scoring or whatever. You know of Jesus, and you know he's from his country and all that. To know the Prime Minister, to know the sports personality is a different thing. Knowing somebody, that means you actually know him, that means you have been, say, you have to actually live with people. You have to be associating with them. You have to be having food, you have to have lunch or dinner or something. And regularly you are meeting them, regularly having meals with them, regularly going out and doing things with them, with that person. That means you are going, there are people who know the Prime Minister. Now, many, many, many people only know of the Prime Minister. Many, many, many people will know of the particular footballer. But there are people who know the footballer. They are living with the footballer. They whenever the footballer is emotionally upset or whatever, they know. When a footballer is upset, they know. When a Prime Minister is upset, they know. Prime Minister is joyful, they know. Prime Minister is sad, they know. The footballer is sad, they know. What makes them sad? What makes them upset? What makes this person angry? What makes this person really grieved? What does this footballer or the Prime Minister, I was talking about, the person who knows the Prime Minister, living, what the likes and dislikes of this person. What does this person like? What this person doesn't like? What kind of food he likes? And when you give something, you know, you give something to that particular person that you know, you give right things. You know of him means you may not know, you only read, you may write someday, this particular Prime Minister went to a particular stall and ate some particular food, and then you think the particular Prime Minister loves that food because you read a report. But it may not be the case. It may be a political thing that he has to go. It's duty, it's a political duty. The footballer, you may read and say, okay, he does very well, he says right things. But you do not know whether he is behaving properly behind, whether he is having drinking too much, drinking booze too much, or acting miserably outside. The one, only those people who know the footballer will know. Those people who know of the footballer won't know, unless the reports are written. So, this is where we come today. Do you know of Jesus? or do you know Jesus? Most people, they know only of Jesus. First of all, there are people who are not followers of Jesus, not Christians, who have not accepted Christ as their Lord and Master by saying the words. They know of Jesus, of course. They know many people know of Jesus. They know this Jesus. Oh, this Jesus, you know, is supposed to be the Christian God or Christian prophet or whatever they think. But Christians, on the other hand, also on the other hand, if they know of Jesus only, then they will be trying to get some scripture here, head knowledge. They don't know, really know Jesus. So today the purpose we must have is, we must know Jesus. Knowing of Jesus is where the problem starts. Not enough. Useless actually. Knowing of Jesus. It's the beginning. You know of Jesus. So when you come and spread the gospel, we tell people of Jesus, now they all know of Jesus. Finally, they must know Jesus. They must experience this Jesus. They must begin to go and search what he likes, dislikes, what he wants you to do, what he doesn't want you to do. You begin to search all this. Now, John 17:3, I'm reading from Amplified. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, that they may know you, the only true, supreme and sovereign God. This is Jesus speaking, you know, Jesus speaking and praying to his Father. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true, supreme and sovereign God, and in the same manner know Jesus as the Christ whom you have sent. This is the word of God. To know you, the only true God, to know God, not know of God, and also in the same manner to know Jesus Christ whom Father God has sent. We have to know him, not know of him. Now, 1 Peter 2:24. He personally carried our sins in his body. Now, if you know Jesus, you will know this. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, willingly offering himself on it as an altar of sacrifice, so that we might die to sin, becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin, and live for righteousness. For by his wounds, you who believe have been healed. Now, do you know Jesus to know this? He personally carried my sin in his body on the cross. So if he personally carried my sin in his body, in Jesus' body, Jesus carried my sin in his body on the cross, then my attitude will change. How will it change? He has willingly offered himself on the cross as a sacrifice. So that why? That I might die to sin. That means I'm no more going to sin. I'm no more affected by the nature of sin. I'm becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin. The power of sin cannot catch me. So if you know of Jesus, you still be under the power of sin. If you know Jesus, you will be out of the power of sin cannot affect you. Sin has no power over you. You have power over sin. You will stop. You will have a conviction. Hey, this is sin. I cannot do this. Now there are people, you will be counseling, but they will continue doing the same thing. They are not hearing you. Why? They may know of Jesus. They do not know Jesus. Do you know Jesus? If you know Jesus, you will act according to his word. If you know of Jesus, one day you will act according to what you have read. Another day you don't like, your heart doesn't like what somebody is counseling you. You don't like, you won't do, you won't follow. There are many like that. So you better understand this. That is why I myself tell about my sins on the recordings. Why? To tell you, we have to be open about sin. Anybody wants to be hiding sin, is a big problem. The sin won't go. Because sin is a lie. Sin is a lie. That's why Jesus, Father God says to Cain, sin is at your door desiring you. He told Cain, no, sin is at your door desiring you. Sin in the spiritual world is alive and has a movement, as a life, is life, life. It's got a life and is alive to do things. Sin is at the door desiring you, Cain, Father God said. If you do well, wouldn't you be accepted? Same thing. Anybody who wants to continue sinning, don't listen to the counsel of sin. Hey, this is sin, it will harm you. Finally, sin will harm the person. The power of sin can only go if you know Jesus Christ. Not know of Jesus Christ. So now, John 1:12. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. This Catholic edition. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, He gave power to become children of God. Remember this, huh? You first have to receive Jesus Christ. And you must believe in His name. You believe in name above all names. Why is he saying not believe Him here? Believe in His name. Of course you have to believe Jesus Christ and you must believe in His name. Because it is His name that He is going to give you power to become children of God. Why? In His name you will cast out evil spirit. In His name you will command your heart and mind to be doing the right thing. In His name you command your heart not to have any more desires that you want God's desires there. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command my heart to have desires of what Jesus wants to give me. Not your own desire. Because our own hearts are treacherously wicked. And they are wicked in so many compartments. The compartments will be clear and clear. So we become from glory to glory, we begin to move. John 1:12 again, as I said, I'm reading from the Amplified this time. Earlier I read from the Catholic edition to give you the bigger meaning. But to as many as did receive and welcome Him, He gave the right, the authority, the privilege to become children of God. It's the right, the authority, the privilege to become children of God. In the Catholic version it says, He gave power to become children of God. Many versions say power to become children of God. Here, He gave the right. The power is the right. Now what you do with the right, what you do with the power, is left to me. What I do with the power or right of God given to me is left to me. I can use it to actually be a child of God. I can use it and keep it aside, locked away, don't bother. Though as I said, if the king of the country has given the royal police person, the inspector, a badge, to say, are you an inspector, you are of the royal police. Now, when you use a badge, you use it rightly or wrongly. You use your position rightly or wrongly. So, if we use wrongly the authority, the power given by Jesus Christ to us, then we are still not children of God. Children of God means we use the power, we have the power to become children of God. Not that those who believe in name have not become children of God yet. They have become given the power to be children of God. So what the Holy Spirit will do? He allows circumstances until you begin to exercise the right thing. So those who are doing wrongly, although they have been given the power, the Holy Spirit will allow circumstances. God will allow circumstances. He does not create trouble. That's why the various segments, you know, why Jesus allows trials. Why Jesus allows trials. I think up to 4 segments or 5 segments were there. Why? So that we will be forced to use. He will allow the trouble so we are forced to use the power, use the authority, use the privilege to actually be children of God. To be children of God. So that's why trials will come. So any trial means don't shirk it and say no, and then get fed up with God and all this. No. Never going to get fed up with people. If people are telling you you're wrong, people are telling me I'm wrong, 2 or 3, I better stop and see. If I'm going to be truthful, we are people of the truth. Jesus is the truth. If I'm going to be truthful, I better stop and see. What are they saying, right or wrong? And then if wrong, they are saying wrong, I have to go and tell them or take them to an elder and deal with it. Not just run away and do as I wish. Or no, just go back, complain. There are many like this, no? Not 1 or 2, many. Simply go at the back and complain. Huh? But they do not want to look at the word of God to see what Jesus is saying. That means what? They know of Jesus, they don't know Jesus. They only know of Jesus, they don't know Jesus. Because you know Jesus Christ, you will begin to use His name to command your heart and mind. Because we know Jesus Christ, we will use the scriptures, search the scriptures. If you know Jesus Christ, you will cry out to Him and say, Lord, they are saying Jesus Christ, they are saying these things about me. Is it true, Jesus? Convict me, Lord. Then the conviction will come. Situations will come. But if you do not do that, you are not going to Jesus Christ. You do not know Jesus Christ. You do not know what is grieving Him. You do not know what actions He will take. Remember yesterday we were talking about sudden destruction for people who saw discord. Discord, discontent into the soul of people. Discord, discontent into the heart of children of God. You begin to do this. Sudden destruction, God says. And that is word. The word of God is Jesus Christ. So if you know Jesus Christ, you will know that word, you will begin to obey the word. If you know of Jesus Christ, of course you will just forget about it and go and keep on complaining that you are right. They are all wrong. So many people telling you are wrong. No, they are wrong. I am right. Then sudden destruction will take place. Whether you like it or not, the word of God is like gravity. If I drop a glass, it will drop. If I just hold a glass and drop it, it will just go down and fall on the ground and break. And I used to tell that. The word of God is like gravity. The spirit world is like that. It will operate whether you like it or not. It will operate like that. The devil operates like that. He's got authority, means he'll come and use you already. You're given him a foothold, means he'll come and use it. Now, Ephesians 2, 8 to 9, I'm reading from Catholic edition. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Now, remember this, everybody. We have been saved by grace through faith. How? By believing in his name. He gave us power to Jesus Christ. He gave us power to Jesus to become children of Jesus Christ. And we begin to use the power. Now, what the Holy Spirit will do? He'll allow the circumstances and he'll begin to use it. But of course, if you confess by your mouth and didn't believe in your heart, that has not happened yet. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not your own doing. It is a gift of God. It's not that I can work and work and work. I do a lot of charity and I'll be saved. No. If I have to be saved, first of all, by believing in Jesus Christ in my heart and confessing. And do after that, because of that, because I know Jesus Christ, I begin to search His word, precepts, and begin to do what's will. And then, I've been being saved. The word of God will say somewhere, is you are being saved. I'm being saved as I operate this. Romans 5:8. And God proves His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now if you know Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ died for you while you are a sinner. I was a terrible sinner. He's already died for me earlier for me. So I know Jesus Christ. He died for me. He loves you. He loves you. But now it's for you to love Him. How you love Him? Keeping His commandments. Desiring only. Using the power He gave. Using His name. If you begin to use the name of Jesus Christ, casting out evil spirit, casting out commanding your heart and mind, and begin to do to please Jesus Christ, because you know Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.